Well, hello, my beautiful people. I hope you are having an absolutely phenomenal day. We are back at the computer, which means that we are finally back on some sort of routine. It is, however, 10:53 p.m., so it can't be too much of a routine. but I've had a few things on my heart, and I'm really trying to get back into recording for you guys more frequently and setting myself into more of a schedule. I have recently possibly picked up this new gig, and if I pick this up and I have my businesses and this podcast and my current job, I have to make sure that I'm not overwhelmed, and that just means ensuring that everything is perfectly placed. So it's gonna be a doozy. We're excited. However, this is gonna be a fun thing that I'm picking up because I do really love writing. And anybody that knows me knows that this whole podcast, this whole brand of Josephine started as a blog. I started this blog, Oh Josephine, in 2019. Yes, 2019, before I moved out to California, as something to kind of fill my summer. I was really bored. And I am a person that I have to have something that I've created and that I'm building, that I'm scaling. And so whenever it was no longer my education, I had to find something else to build and scale, and it turned out to be a blog. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I still enjoy it. I still write on her every now and then, not as frequently as I want to, and I'm trying to get back into that because I'm trying to get back into writing more frequently, but I'm working on it. And that being said, I'm just like trying to get myself in more of a schedule, like show up for myself. I actually, listened to something the other day, and it's like, you'd show up for your boss. If they ask you to be at work at 7 a.m., you'd be at work at 7 a.m. because you respect your boss. Now, why is it whenever you say, I'm going to start working out, or I'm going to start doing this, or I'm going to start doing that, or I'm going to start holding myself to a schedule, or whatever, you're unable to do it? And it's because you don't respect yourself. So you have to have enough respect for yourself, even if it's something like, I'm gonna go and get a massage. Okay, cool. Go get a massage. Have that self-care day, But like, respect yourself enough to make sure that that happens. And I've noticed that, like, it's not that I don't respect myself. It's that things just kind of get in the way. Like, life gets busy, things become exhausting, and it's easier to let myself down than it is to let anybody else down. And I don't think that's a lack of respect for myself. I think that's just understanding that I am a people pleaser. It's just knowing who I am, And so, that being said, I wanted to hop in and talk about some insecurities I've been having. So, I've been having these insecurities mostly in my career. If anybody is a young professional, they're aware of these things that come in and just scare the shit out of you in your career. And it's the most annoying thing because you're really doing your best to just fucking survive and become somebody, and all you get is chastised because why are you doing it that way? And I just feel like that's really unfair because we're like, I read something and it was like, we're literally like baby adults. We're truly baby adults and we're doing our best. We're doing our best with what we have, and although that might not be what you deem your best or deem the best that we can do, that is the best we are able to provide at that time. And I've said it once, I'll say it again. There has been a person in my life that he would always say, I'm giving my 100%. And if that 100% is not enough for you, then I don't care. But it's my 100%. It's all I have. And I would always get so irritated at that phrase because I'm like, your 100% isn't enough. And it's fine because I wasn't meant to be receiving any of it. You know what I mean? And so it's like understanding that. And I feel like my biggest thing is I'm always worried that I'm going to fall, and I've never had anybody catch me. I have friends. Yes. I have a great boss. Yes. I have great humans around me. Yes. But it doesn't change the fact that I've never had one person that is always reliable. My mother is a great human. She has been super reliable. However, there are some things I know I cannot count on her to come for, and that's like sympathy and stuff like that. She's not a sympathetic person. I can't expect my friends to fulfill all those roles because they're my friends. They're not meant to be that. And I don't have a boyfriend or a husband or anything like that that'll come in and, like, be that other half of me. And so, or like, make me better. I am whole. At the end of the day, I'm not a fraction. I'm a whole. And so just making me better, you know what I mean? And it's really interesting now talking about it out loud of like, I've always only had me. And I've talked about that even on here. Like, at the end of the day, it doesn't fucking matter. Because if anybody's got me, it's me. Every single time. Every single time. But what I would always forget about in those moments of selfishness was, it's not just me that has me. It never has been. God has always had me. And I know you might not be on this podcast being like, oh my God, Josephine, what happened? Like, why are you being so religious? I'm not being religious. I'm just talking about what I am. And what I'm saying is that no matter what you believe, He's always there. He's always got your back. And even if you don't want him to be there, he's there. It's kind of like that. Like, there's the, oh my God, if you've watched the Queen Charlotte Bridgerton offspin that they had, you'll know that, like, Brigsby, I believe is his name, is like, he's like, I'm always 5 paces behind you. And she's like, what if I don't want you 5 paces behind me? And he's like, I'm always 5 paces behind you. And no matter how frequently the queen did not want him there, he was there. And I feel like God is very similar. He's just going to stand there. He's always got you. Anytime you're going to be falling, anytime you're going to need a moment, anytime you're going to need someone to depend on, he's going to be there. And I feel like I have always moved in a space of not believing that he was there. I had a tendency to be like, nope, I've got it on my own. I'm the only person I can depend on. It's me, only me. I'm the only one that can do this. And that's not the case. It never has been the case. And not necessarily hasn't been the case because I've had people that could help me, but it's never been the case because God has always been there to help me. I've never received any of the things that I've done on my own. And I actually made a TikTok not long ago, and I might have already mentioned it on here, but I made a TikTok not long ago about how I've never actually accomplished any of my goals. That every single one of my goals has been deemed failed. Like, I've never met any of my goals. And it's not because I haven't gotten really fucking close. It's because I've set them so out of proportion that it's practically impossible. If I were to meet that, it's a fucking miracle. But even if I'm not to meet that, I got so close that it's interesting. It's now fun. It's engaging. It's intriguing. I'm ready to push myself even harder. You know what I mean? And in the previous times, that's not been the case. I've been unable to do that. And so for me to get that close to a goal, for example, Regular Exposure has an insane sales goal this month. And we've talked about it on a few of our different social media platforms that, you know, the agencies that we work with, they've talked about it. Because I went to them last week and I said, we need to make another $85,000 in sales in the next 14 days. And my ads manager said, 14 days, 85,000. I said, yes. He goes, we've made barely 40,000 in the past 20 days. I said, yes. And he said, and you want to make 85 in 14. I said, yes. And he goes, well, if anybody can do it, it's us. And I so appreciated that vote of confidence because I was feeling no confidence. I was terrified. I didn't want to tell him that we had to do that. I didn't want to tell him that we were expected to come up with this money, that it was going to just fly out of our asses. I didn't want to tell him that because I didn't know how the fuck we were going to do it. And what I've learned in all of this is there's so much beauty in not knowing what the fuck you're about to do the next day. Isn't that exciting? Like, there's that TikTok, whatchamacallit, that TikTok sound where they're just sitting there and it's like, I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. And isn't that so exciting? And truly, it's so exciting. Like, I'm sitting here and it's like, I came up with an entire sales plan for the next 2 weeks that should be foolproof perfect. Should be foolproof perfect. There's not a minute that a Regular Exposure does not have some sort of promo. There's not an opportunity that somebody doesn't have to make a sale. There's not an opportunity that our marketing team could fail. My team now has an ironclad plan. It's for sure going to work. Did I sit there and I question it? Yes. But I haven't been wrong yet. I haven't been wrong yet. And I'm not worried about being wrong right now. Because I know if anybody's got me, it's God. I know if anybody's got me, it's Him. And I'm never going to be stressed about missing the mark. Because I wasn't meant to. If I missed it, it's because I wasn't supposed to get it. Because I'm working my ass off. I'm working 10 to 12 hour days on a majority of occasions to make sure I hit these goals, to do my best to hit these goals. And, you know, I've had people tell me, you know, Josephine, you shouldn't have to work that hard. Josephine, it's not that big of a deal. Josephine, it's okay. Josephine, this. Josephine, that. Josephine, quit stressing. Josephine, this. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. No, I was given this goal not only by my boss, but by myself and by God. If anybody's going to meet this goal, it's me. And if anybody has the ability to meet it, it's me. But that's only because of the relationships that I've created with myself, within myself. That is it. That is it. That is all of it. And so if I am over here and I'm like, okay, I can make this much in the next 48 hours. Solid. if I can make this much in the next 7 days, beautiful. And I'm sitting here and I was like, this is actually somewhat achievable. This is achievable. Is it going to be challenging? Yes, but it's achievable. And I haven't had an achievable challenge in about a year. And not even a year. It's been about 2 years. Since COVID-19 hit, all of my challenges have been unachievable. They have been ridiculously hard to get to. And it's not for the fact of or lack of trying. It's purely not its time. And I've also learned in this whole, like, knowing God has got me, I move as if my next step has already been decided. I move as if every step I am taking is in someone else's eyes. And when I tell you that I have not been disappointed yet, I mean that with my whole heart and soul. 2023 has been insanely ridiculous in regards to my growth in faith and my growth in my confidence and my growth in myself. Whenever my ex-boyfriend and I spoke this most recent time, we spoke in December. We talked, and I remember we were talking about Christmas or New Year's. I don't remember. We were talking about something. Oh, I had dropped off his medical records. And so I had texted him afterwards, and I was like, you know, I hope you're doing well. I wish you the best, yada, yada. And he's like, you too. Take care of yourself. 2023 is about our mental health. And I sat there because I was always really big on that. He was always very big in the career and push myself. He would fall asleep with his laptop in his lap. It would hit the ground the next morning because he would roll over due to pure exhaustion and it would hit the ground. He fell asleep on a majority of his tour across Europe because he was so tired. And so whenever he said, this year's for mental health, it meant a lot to me. And it wasn't because I knew he was quoting me. It was because I knew he finally fucking listened. I've been begging for him to take a breather in regards to mental health and focusing on himself. And, you know, not like, in all fairness, I was getting in the way towards the end of it. I'm not gonna lie. Because I wanted him to not only focus on himself, but focus on me. And in that, he would be like, I'm going to the gym. And I'd be like, well, I'm not going to get to talk to you for 12 hours straight. I don't like that. And he's like, okay, but I have to work and I have to take care of myself. And I'm like, okay, but I still want to talk to you. And he's like, and I have to work and I have to take care of myself. And so him taking that selfishness bothered me, but it was exactly what needed to happen. And it also is exactly what needed to happen to me and learning to work more independently and work like less codependently. You know what I mean? And so in all of this, what I'm trying to say is that he had mentioned that, and I was like, man, I made that impact. Thank God. I'm so happy that you are seeing what I'm trying to say whenever I'm saying I want you to take care of yourself. It's not stop working hard. It's not stop pushing for long hours. It's not any of those things. It's doing whatever makes you happy in that moment. We don't care about anybody but ourselves. And it's not being selfish. Like, there's a way to care about nobody but yourself while being selfless still. Like, for example, I was at a Regular Exposure earlier today and my assistant had left early because I needed her to go and grab something from a stylist. I could have easily gotten in that car with her and could have went and got the stuff with her earlier today, but I didn't. I sent her on a mission to go and get something because I needed to be at the office and I needed to work on things, and I got 3 or 4 things knocked off my to-do list while she was gone. Like, this shit is beneficial. And I remember being like, okay, perfect. You go do that. I'll stay here. I'll handle some of my stuff. And I did. And then I went, like, she left early and I stayed at the office and I was there until about 6:30. And by the time I left the office, I was like, you know, I could go ahead and count inventory. I've been wanting to count inventory for the past couple of days. I've been unable to make it to that task. I could count inventory. And then I stood there and I was like, I don't want to count inventory right now. It is 6:30 p.m. I'm hungry. I haven't eaten anything all day. I've had 2 cups of coffee and that's it. I want to go home and eat something. So I went home and I ate something. And I'm very grateful that I did that. I came home. I got on the phone with someone I care about. And I chatted it up about my day and talked to them about my day. And I ate some really yummy food that I had made a couple nights ago, and I got to lay down for a minute before my lash appointment, and I got to take a breather. And then I went to my lash appointment, got my lashes done, came back, and now I'm working on a few things before I head to bed. And this is a perfect little routine for me. And I think that that is important, and knowing what you need. But also, like, listening to that intuition, listening and understanding yourself, because I hate to be the bearer of bad news, it's not necessarily you telling yourself that. It's God. A lot of it is. A lot of it is. And think about it. You got these beautiful gifts. You've got these beautiful gifts. And honestly, I can't think of anybody that's as smart as me that could give them to me. You know what I mean? Not to be bragging, but we have some really special gifts. And I know some of the people that listen to this podcast, and although you might not know what your gift is yet, you have special gifts. There is something deep inside of you, whether that is cooking and you just do it as a little hobby, but everybody raves about how well you cook. Wink, wink, you know who I'm talking to. Or whether it's wood burning and it's something you know you have a knack for and you're really trying to decide if you should take that leap or not. Whether it's candle making and you just have a fun little side hustle that you really enjoy to kind of get your mind off of everything and you just want to spend some time in it. Whether it's marketing, whether it's product development, whether it's designing, whether it's sewing, whether it's writing, it doesn't matter. And I was telling Logan this earlier. I was like, you know, I have somehow made it a habit to monetize all of my hobbies to where I never stop working technically. And it's funny because I'll talk to people and I'll be like, I need to do this for a client. And it's not necessarily that I need to do it for a client. It's just that I need to do something. Like, I want to do something. I want to work on something. I want to work on a project. I want to work on a blog. I want to work on my podcast. I want to work on something. And so it's not necessarily that I need to do something, but it's like, I mean, I launched the blog for a reason. I was bored. And I have to feel like I'm doing something with purpose. And I do believe that God has given me multiple gifts. I do believe He has given me the gift of writing, the gift of public speaking, the gift of communicating, the gift of empathizing, the gift of marketing, the gift of sales, the gift of, you know, like all of these different opportunities that I've been able to grasp, hold on to, and be able to do something with. And I don't know what I'm supposed to do in the grand scheme of things. I don't. And I remember talking to Hannah, one of Jess's friends, and we were sitting there at dinner the other night, and I was like, she was like, you know, I love marketing. And I'm like, oh, really? And Jess is like, yeah, she's a marketing girlie. And I was like, oh, wow, what do you do? And she's like, oh, I'm kind of in a transitional job right now, but I really want to open a nonprofit. And I was like, and you like marketing? And she's like, yeah. And I said, why don't you open up a business where all you do is help small businesses that can't afford marketing on a large scale, have large companies that have some sort of initiative, whether that be a small business initiative, person of color initiative, whatever this initiative may be, that it can actually help businesses that identify with that specific initiative. And that's like a grant per se. So they have, if you think about it, you have like pools, and these businesses go into these pools, and you're able to pull money into these specific pools. You have someone that just goes out and all they do is grab money, and they have people donate into these pools of small businesses, and then you promote these small businesses and you give them their marketing campaigns, you pay the staff to be on those jobs, and you help them scale and become a larger brand in this economy. And she's like, that's a great idea. I was like, thanks. I come up with it pretty frequently. And my friend Jess was like, yeah, like this is her shit all the time. And I so loved being able to do something like that just off rip. Like, it was just fun for me to come up with a business plan like that. You know what I mean? And so what I'm saying is, know God that has a plan. Know God has a plan for you. Know that. But also know that He's got you if the plan didn't work because it wasn't supposed to. If you're going the wrong direction, He's going to do everything in His power to pull you in the correct one. And it's not necessarily going to be a fun journey. It's probably going to be miserable. But you learn a lot about yourself on the way. You learn how to become a better person, how to be more empathetic, more sympathetic, more whatever the fuck you need to be. But you're going to learn something, and it's going to make you better for the next part you have to play in this story. Think of it as a simulation if you want. But the point is, you're going to respawn. Not really. Don't actually do anything like that. But you know what I mean? Like, you're going to respawn metaphorically. It's not, and it's never the end. It's never the end. You always got to keep going, and you're always going to make a better name for yourself the more you keep going. So, on that note, I love you. I hope you have a great day, week, whatever it may be, and I will chat with you again soon. Mwah!